Connecticut and Rhode Island have pushed back a May 20th opening date for barber shops and hair salons to early June. WSHU's Davis Donovan spoke with one salon owner who says that's the right call.
Alyssa Haley is the owner of Born and Bred Salon in Hartford.
I think this will provide a little bit more peace of mind, not just stylists, clients as well. And we'll be ready to cut hair in June or when we can.
Other salons in Connecticut plan to reopen Wednesday. Not Haley. She told clients on Facebook she wouldn't open until she was sure she could keep them safe.
I do miss doing hair. I miss my clients. I miss the art of hair.
But she says she'd have to buy a lot of personal protective equipment. That'd be expensive. And she says that PPE is better served on frontline healthcare workers.
There's really no way to social distance my job. I mean, everything that I do behind the chair is in close proximity to another person.
Haley says hairstyling is her passion, but it isn't an essential service.
It's summertime. I know everyone wants to get their hair done, but we don't really have anywhere to go right now. This is a beautiful time to just sit with yourself and take the time to just be. We don't need to have all of these services and putting ourselves at risk for things that really are trivial. You know, getting our hair done is a luxury.
Haley says a lot of hairstylists and clients don't see a need to rush to reopen.
For me, it's really humanity over vanity, and we are beautiful even if our hair is not done.
Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont said the state's made the decision after discussions with owners and employees of salons and barbershops. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.